The Power FM Brekkie Show.
It's time now for a footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10. And Scott Cummings joins us on the phone. How are you doing this morning, Scott?
Terrific, guys. How are you?
Oh, we are absolutely brilliant. We're expecting a day in the, I would say mid-20s, but low 20s, which means it's bikinis all around.
Yeah, sure enough. I'll tell you what, I was sitting in a restaurant on Wednesday. It was, I think it was 21. Just down there at South Bank, looking out and watched two blokes walk past with their shirts off. I'm not one to body shame people. They probably shouldn't have had their shirts off, but they're excited about the 20-degree heat.
Yeah. No doubt there'll be people running without their shirts on around Lake Wendouree today.
Yeah.
We considered a public holiday in Ballarat. A day in the 20s in September is rare. This never happens.
Fire at the barbecue. If you haven't got one, get down to Mitre 10. Yeah. Find you one and away you go, you're set.
Exactly.
Huge weekend of footy, Scott Cummings.
Oh, there is. It all starts tonight, obviously, at Abbot Oval. Not a seat in the house available. They're going to pack the joint. And not a lot happens in Adelaide, but when you get 55,000 people in one place, consider the party. So I think they'll be pretty happy at the end, too. There's a good argument for Geelong. They match up pretty well against the Crows. Got a decent record against them as well. Got some good matchups, and you know, Tommy Lonergan comes back after having that dodgy sausage roll. And again, I'm not throwing stones. I've had quite a number of dodgy sausage rolls over my day.
It happens.
Yep.
He's back in. Take Taylor Walker. Zach Tilley will probably go to Tom Lynch, who is one of those guys who can get under the radar occasionally. Buse can go to Eddie Betts, who's got a pretty good record against him. So the Adelaide forward line, which is their weapon. Harry Taylor too. If he goes back, then goes to Josh Jenkins. So Adelaide's forward line is strong. It's really, really powerful. And if they can negate that, then they're a long way ahead. But look, Adelaide finish on top for a reason. They're a very, very good side. We'll soon see whether this little 3-day jaunt up to the Gold Coast was a recipe for success or disaster.
Yeah.
A few of them that a lot of talk about are not playing a lot of footy over the last month, but. I think they still get it done. These guys are trained to within an inch of their lives now. They'll be right to go. And I think Adelaide march into a grand final, which I think their first one since '98. So Adelaide supporters will be happy, which doesn't please me a lot.
Nah. Doesn't please any of us, really, does it?
No one likes to see a happy Adelaide
supporter. No. What about Richmond taking on GWS? GWS absolutely smashed it last week.
Yeah, they did, I was watching
it. It was insane. Like, I rarely watch a game of football, but this one, that was a good game.
It's only taken you 25 weeks to admit that, but anyway, okay. I think people are getting a bit excited about GWS's form, but the fact that, and you have a look at form lines, West Coast offered no resistance, did they? They were pretty poor.
Yeah. Mm.
Put no pressure on them whatsoever. I mean, and you look at form lines, West Coast should have lost against Port Adelaide by 5 goals, had Port Adelaide kick straight. So, they weren't going in great nick. I gave them a chance, but just dared the dreamer. That was the West Aussie in me. GWS don't get that freedom tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Richmond's pressure has been phenomenal, and that's what's got them to where they are now. So you'll know in the first 10 minutes, if Richmond have brought that and they've settled okay, because there will be 98,000 people there, and 96,500 will be
Tigers.
Richmond supporters. Yep. GWS have only asked for about 1,400 tickets.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of faith in their supporter base making the trip. But, I think if Richmond can settle early and put that pressure on GWS, I think they get up. And I really hope they do, because if Adelaide win and GWS win, we may as well shut Melbourne down next week, because no one will care.
Yeah.
And the public holiday grand final parade, I reckon about 12 people will turn up.
Yeah.
And they're probably people leaving nightclubs from Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll go, what's going on? Who are all these people? But I think Richmond wins. I think it's Adelaide Richmond grand final, and I hope it is that case, because Adelaide supporters travel.
Yeah.
They will come over en masse, and we know what the Richmond army will do as well.
Of course.
Exciting, very, very exciting. But we'll wait and see. I did tip Zip out of two last week, so if you're a Geelong supporter, don't be disheartened with all I have to say.
Yep. You probably jinxed Adelaide. Yeah. They're going to choke tonight now.
One of the great coolers, trust me. So we'll wait and see what happens. But I think it's Adelaide Richmond grand final, and the place will come alive.
Yeah. And who do you reckon is going to take out the Brownlow?
Look, you can't go past Dusty. I think even with danger, if he wasn't suspended, I think Dusty will pole extremely well. They've won a lot of games. And his last month as well has been spectacular. So I think he'll come home like a train as well. But I think he'll lead pretty much for a lot of the night. He'll be in the top three anyway and then finish off on top. And I think these are words that don't come out of my mouth. I think the umpires might get it right.
You reckon they'll get it right? Hello. All right, that doesn't...
That sounds positive.
If they don't, and I'm an advocate of this, it's time to take it off them and give it to,
coaches?
Panel. Yes. not coaches, because they've got enough to do. They don't... You'd probably need a panel of experts and they have to see every game of footy.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what makes it hard.
We can put you on that panel, Scotty. It could be you up there.
Well, look, I'm very busy. I'm very, very busy.
Mate. If you can find time. If the pay is right.
Yeah, we'll check the remuneration. we might make some time. I don't want to disrespect 150 years or 100 years of Brownlow history, but if you called it what it was, which is the umpires' award, no one would want it. So, you know, and again, we're taking all due respect. They generally get it right. There's been a few iffy ones, but that'll be interesting. But if Dusty isn't leading by the end of the night, I'll be very, very surprised.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, cool. It's going to be a huge weekend, Scott. You have a magnificent one. Enjoy the warm weather and whatever it is you've got planned.
I will do. You too, and I'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Scott. And for your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, visit mitre10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.